V'meya yachiz was the Shem and Mishka at the time of Yoyachiz. Tiktoni, it says, V'yoyachiz nimshach v'vnei Yoyakim. Mashmah, they used the Shem and Mishka. This was the Bayis Hasheni. Did they still have it then? V'yotani, we learned, Mishenignas Oren, when they were gonas, when they hid the Oren HaKadosh, Nignas Shem and Mishka. At the same time, they also took away the Shem and Mishka. V'tzinsenes Hamonim, the jar of mon that they stored, that they hid, Umakolo Shalaron, Shikodea Prochel, with its almonds and with its flowers, that special makol they also hid then. The Argois Shashola Plishtim, Dorili Yisrael, and the special Oren HaKodesh that the Plishtim sent with the Oren back to Klai Yisrael. Yeah. Shinemrit says, Pies Klei Hazov, Asher Hashiv Hoysim Loi, Oshom Tosimu, the Argos, Mitzidoi, Vishalach the Moisiv Holoch. Put them next to one another, and they hid them. So it comes out the same time they hid the Oren, that's when they hid the Shem and Mishka. For the Gemara, me Gonzu, who was Gonzu, who hid this? Yishayahu Melech Yehuda Gonzu. He was the one that was Gonzu, the Shem and Mishka. So after Yishayahu already, there was no more Shem and Mishka. So by the time of Yoyachiz, we did not have it anymore. So how could the Gemara say he needed the Shem and Mishka? And why did Yishayahu hide it? Shiro, we saw Hashakasa Batera says in the Torah, Yerlach Hashem Oisko V'Yismakachecho, that Hashem is going to take you into exile. So be in Golis. So therefore, he did not want these things to have to go into Golis. Therefore, Tzivo V'Gonzum. He made a commandment that these things should be gone, should be hidden. Shinem the Apostle says, V'ayom Elohim, Hama Vinim L'chol Yisrael HaKadoshim L'Hashem, that Tnu Es Aaron HaKadosh Bebeis, Asher Bona Shlem Ben Dovid Melech Yisrael, Eiluchem Masah Bekad, put the Oren in the base that Shlomo built, and Eiluchem Masah Bekesev, you should not have to carry anything on your shoulders. After now, Ibdu as Hashem Lekechem, we won't be taking it down, it's going to stay Loilom. And now, Be'ovid Hashem, Be'isamu Yisrael. Be'yoma Rebeloza Asiyo Shom Shom, we're making there a show with the word Shom Shom, Asiyo Mishmeris Mishmeris, Asiyo Duras Duras. That when these psukim we learn out, Yishayahu was the one that was going to hid the Shem and Mishka. So the kid said, he hid the Shem and Mishka, it was not around Bimei Yoyachiz. So how come, where was the Shem and then? So there they had before, Mirapapa, the Afarasim Modechiyah and Echanami, they did not use the real Shem and Mishka, it was a makeup one. It was Stam, good smelling oil, it was good perfume. But not the real Shem and Mishka. It was not around anymore. The Yimei Yoyachis. Tana Rabbanim. Keitzad Moshchim Esamlochim. When they had the Shem and Mishka, how did they use it on Malchus Beis David? How were they Moshech the kings? So the first one of them says, Kimin Nezer. Like a crown. They poured it around his head like a crown. V'yesa Kahanim. How were they Nimshach HaKoyin Godol? Kimin Ki. They used it, we'll soon see, like an X. They made it like a key. But the Gemara, my Kimin Ki, what does it mean, Kimin Ki? What's a key? Amar El Menashio Bagado Kimin Kaf Yevoni. It's like a Kaf Yevoni, which even though here in Rashi has a picture like a Ches, but on the side of the Surah Shas says he's wrong, and the Surah should be like an X. At the end of the bottom of the Surah Shas, Surah Kizer, it's like an X. But if they went down, they went across his head. They went one way this, and one way this. They went across. They made a crisscross. What? Yeah. Okay. Tony Chod, in one price we learned, Betchila Moitzkin Shemen Aroshai. At the beginning, they used to be Moitzkin, used to throw the oil on top of, pour the oil on top of his head. Yakakach Moitzkin Shemen Ben Risenov. And then they would pour the Shemen between his eyelids. Betanya Achrit, another price it said, Betchila Noisim Loi Shemen Ben Misenev. He used to start off right away, putting the Shemen between his eyelids. V'yachakach Moitzkim Loi Shemen Aroshoi. And then they would pour the Shemen on top of his head. So, Kurtz Machlekes, Tamar says, yes, Tanoi, it's a Machlekes Tanoim. Ike Diyamri, some say Meshichu Adifa, some say Meshich is better. So Mashiach is more closer by, where you put it directly, Ben Risi Einov, and therefore you start off with that. The army, some say, no, Yitzik Adifah, to pour it on top of his head, so you start off with that first. Now, my time, what's the Machlokes over here? My time of the man, the Yom, Yitzik Adifah, to pour it on top of his head. Tehsiv, it says, Vayitzoik Mishemen HaMishcha Al Rosh Aaron. Vayimshach Oysa Lekatshoi. So Mashma, the first thing they did was, Vayitzoik Shemen Al Rosh. So the Iker is to pour the oil on top of his head. So he started off with the Yitzika. Uman Diyam HaMashiach Adif, for the one that says, no, Mashiach is better, my time off. Kisarbi says like this, Shekein Atomoitze Itzo Klisharis. You find by the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan like this. Now what? It says there, Vayimshach. To make a Mashiach means, just put it on top of the Kalim. So you also put the oil, Dein Risayenov. I book Siv Vayitzoik. I, the part before, says, Vayitzoik Mishemen HaMishcha. Ulepsoif Vayimshach. And it says only at the end they made a Mashiach. So how could you say he's supposed to make a Mashiach first? Hokikom, this is supposed to mean to say, My Tam Vayitzoik. What's the purpose? What's the reason why we make Yitzika? Mishum de Vayimshach. Because the main thing is the last. The main thing was to make the Mashiach, that's the Iker. So we make Yitzika, I don't know if it was first or not according to Zman Diyama, but they made Yitzika only for the purpose to be able to make a Mashiach. Tana Rabban, the Pasuk says, Kashem min hatoiv, yorid al hazokin, sekan Aaron. Like this oil, the Shemen HaMishcha was still on the beard of Aaron. The Gemara says, I meant to say, Kimin shtei tipe magogis, like two drops of pearls, hayutuluyas li Aaron b'ziknoi, was still hanging in Aaron's beard. After they made the Shemen HaMishcha upon Aaron, so there were still two drops of Shemen HaMishcha in his beard, b'ziknoi. So Yomar HaPapa, Tony will learn like this, Kishu misaper, hoylois, v'yoshevis loy b'ikar, sekonoi. When he took a haircut, Kishumisaper, Oilus Vyashus Loi Biikas Konim, when he took a haircut, it went to the top part of his beard. Vyadova Zir, what?
But he shouldn't
look at him. Right, right. Rashi, no, no. Rashi says, Kishumisaper means Kishumidabri Machem, when he's talking with other people. Oilus Vyashus Biikar Ziknoi, Kadesh Lo Yiploi. Like he made sure these two drops did not fall off. So when he was speaking with people, it went up and down his beard. Now, upon this thing, Moshe was worried. Moshe said like this, Shema chas v'sholem mi'alti b'shemen ha'mishcha. Maybe it was over the Yisra Mila by Shemen ha'mishcha. In other words, he poured maybe too much Shemen over Aaron. Rashi says, Shenogati boy kishavi bashtov. When Aaron put on the clothes, when Moshe put the clothing on Aaron, Moshe touched his beard, he touched the Shemen ha'mishcha. So Moshe felt bad, maybe he's having enjoyment from the Shemen HaMishcha. He's having Mila from the Shemen HaMishcha. So Yotis Abasko Abasko went out, the Yorman said no. Ki Shemen HaToiv, ki Tal Harmon. That this Shemen that you're touching is like the dew of Harmon. Ma Tal Harmon, just like the dew by Harmon. And by Mila, it's just some regular dew. There's no Istamila on it. Is Av Shemen HaMishcha, the same thing by the Shemen HaMishcha. Sheb Zokin Aaron, ain't by Mila. There's no Isamila. Because it was put there, Kedasa Kedin. You're allowed to put it there. Now that it's still there, whoever touches it and has Anor, there's no Isamila on it. But the so Moshe felt alright. But the Adainai Aaron doing. Aaron felt bad. Aaron said now, Shema Moshe Lemal. Maybe Moshe, true, he was not over the Isamila. Avlani Ma'alti, but I was over the Isamila. I shouldn't have left this. Rashi says, "Vani malti shema nofal alayim min Hashem and b'mokam shein ver l'mashicha malti." And maybe when the Shem was poured upon me, it fell on parts of my body that it wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. So maybe that was an isamila. And Echnami, once it comes in the right place, even though it's still left over, there's no isamila. But maybe it went on parts of his body that it wasn't supposed to be there in the first place, and maybe then there was an isamila. So Aaron felt bad. So this the pasuk says, no, Yotzus Abasla, Abasla came out, Yerman said, Loi, Hine Matoivu Manoim, Shevasachim Gam Yachet. That Ma Moshe, Loi Mo, just like your brother Moshe, was not over the Yisamila by the Shemin HaMishcham, Avato Loi Malto, you are an also, that's this Matoivu Manoim, Shevasachim, that both brothers were not over the Yisamila. The Shemin only went on the right portion, the right part of his body, and there was no Yisamila by both of them. Right. But it was only one time. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Ein Moshchid es Hamalochim El Alamayin. When you want to appoint a new king to be Moshchid, the king, pour the oil over the king, it should be done by a well, by a Mayin. Kidei shetam shech machusim. It's like a simin toiv. That just like this well is flowing with water, the same thing your kingdom should flow. Shneim the pasuk says, V'yemem melech lehem, kuchui mochem es avde adenechem, v'yaradetem oisei al gichon, go down to the river al gichon. Omer Rebbe Ami, haiman de boy leida. So we're talking about now simon, and we say this is a good simin, so we're talking about other things also. Rebbe Ami said, if somebody wants to know, imasik shosli yiloi, is he going to live out this year or not? Will he live the complete year or not? So what should he do? Nisle Shargo Yasari Yoime de Ben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. The Asara Shime Tshuva, let him light a candle. The Beisrei de Loinos of Zika in a house that's airtight, that there's no wind going through it. So see, Imoshech Nuhura, if the light burns the whole 10 days, Neda de Masik Shosei, you know you live out the year. And if not, maybe not. Uman de Boile Nevad Biska, someone has to go into a big business deal. Well, boy, lemedi wants to know, imatliach, ilay matliach, will I be successful in this business deal or not? So, lirbir tanagol, let him raise a tanagol. Ishomen, if he sees it grows nice and fat, vishafir, and it grows in a nice, healthy tanagol, it becomes a good raiser, matliach, levatlacha. And if not, not. So, I don't advise you to do this, you know. Like Rashi speaks, I will soon say, it's not too advisable to do this. Hi, man. To boy lemeifik lurchei, somebody has to go on the road. He has to go for a year's travel. Or boy lemeidi chazar v'yosle beisilah. He wants to know will he return back home or not. So nekem v'beisid chaver. Let him go with us. Chaver means his friend's house, but Rashi in the science said it means a black house. Let him go into a dark house. Vayis chashuka. He chazar bevuah debuah. They could see his shadow. He sees a double shadow there, later the hoder, v'yosle beis, then he'll know he'll be able to return. The Gemara says, v'lav nilsi, do not really try this, because dilma chol shodaita or misra mazle. Like it only says, if you see it, you'll know you return. But if you do not see it, it's not for sure you won't return. So you may not see a double shadow, and you'll think you're going to die, you won't make it home. And really at the end, you'll make it home. So if it's not advisable to take these tests. I see, you know, you straight from here. Sometimes they give you some test to take, they're not accurate. It's not good to take it. Sometimes they take the test and it shows you have the sickness, and really you don't. You have Agnes Nefesh. So if it's not for sure, don't do it. Here it just says that even though you don't see your shadow, you may still come back. You just have Chlishas Adas, doesn't pay. And more than that, the more says, well, Mr. Mazli, if you're going to be in a bad mood, it's going to bring a bad mazli upon yourself. So it's not good to Omer Abaye, Hashta Diyamrit Simna Milsi, now that we say by doing certain things, it's a good simin, so Lielam, Ye Rogel Lemechse, how Losh near the Gemara is Lemechse, the Bach Dish, on Saturday, that other Gemara that says Lemechel, the Minik is heat on Rosh Hashanah by night, Ye Rogel here just as Lemechse, at least to see, Rosh Shosa on Rosh Hashanah, Kro, you see a pumpkin, a Rubia, that's beans or marin, some say it's carrots, Karsi, some leek, the silkan, some beets for tamri, and dates. And we have a minig, you say, you rot on these things. Kitzur, it's a simin mazel. If you use this simin on Rosh Hashanah, it helps a little bit that a wind noig with certain simonim, certain signs, as if to show we want to have a good year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant us a good year.
Isn't that believing in the
Zalos
and the Jew
Temple? Yeah, right. Omalu Ramashashi Labrei. Ramashashi told his son, when you go in to learn, you go into yeshiva to learn in front of your Rebbe, girso masnisa. Make sure you're learning then, learn some Mishnayis. And then go in to be in front of your Rebbe. In other words, that's a good mood, be in the mood of learning when you go into the yeshiva. And when you sit in front of your Rebbe, make sure chazulupume. Make sure to see his face, his mouth. The pasuk says, that it's a big skula to see the face of your Rebbe. So make sure you can see his face. When you learn, try and learn by a river. The same way the water is flowing, that's the way your learning should also flow. So also, the simin, if you could, learn by a river. V'tivu akilkele demosamachsia, you're better off sitting by the shmutz, the dirt, of the city Mosamachsia, which has Tamil Chachamim living there, v'loitivu apandia de Pompadisa, and do not sit in the palaces of Pompadisa, that there were not such Tamil Chachamim living around there. So you're better off to be here than there. Rashi says, the Mosamach, Rashi says, Hoyu Tamil Chachamim ruyim lo'ro, v'tarvus yofu hoyilhem. A Pompadisa, Lehave Tarvus Malya Kokach. Right. Tov Galdia, sorry, to Mosamachsia Lemechel. You're better off eating this type of food. Galdia, sorry, for Mosamachsia Lemechel Mikutcha the Romi Kippa. Rather eating the Kutach, that's a better dish from this city, Roma Kupa. The same thing, there weren't good people living there. Plus it says, Roma Karni Balakei. Means Rami shall lift up Karni the horns, for Loi Rami Pache, and they not lift up the jug. What does that mean to say? Davru Shloimoi, Shanim Shechu Bekeren, when they became kings, the Mashiach was done with a Keren with a horn, Nim Shechu Machusan. Then Malchus stayed. Mashaykin Shol, Beyeyu, Shanim Shechu Bepach. It was only done with a jar of oil. La nimshukov achusen, it was not extended. Therefore, it's only with the keren. It's a special school of. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Hamashuach b'shem in Mishcha. Tana Rabbanan, Mashiach. The pasuk says, Akoyin Mashiach. Yochu Melech maybe applies to a king. Talmudim says, no koyin. E koyin yochu meruba begodim. Maybe any koyin godel has to bring the special korban power. Talmudim says, no Mashiach. It says, Akoyin Mashiach. If Mashiach, he was anointed with the Shemana Mishcha, Yochum Meshuach Mechama, they also had a special kohen that was appointed just for the wars. At the wartime, he would be the leader in the war, the kohen Meshuach Mechama. Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, V'ha kohen HaMashiach, Sheinoi Mashiach Agaba. There's nobody above him. So, that's the real kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shemana Mishcha. He has the special locha to bring the special power. My mashma, how do we know this? It means the main Kohen Gadol, the one that's nobody's above him. Kiriyama Rav Lagrava says, Hayorach Ham Yunus, when it says the right thigh, it means Ham Yunus Shebierach, the Iker thigh, which is the right one. So Achinami, when it says Ham Moshiach, it means Ham Yumin Shebemeshuchim, the most important one, the most important Kohen that was appointed, which is the Kohen Gadol. So he is the one that has a special parasha of a power. Omamar Moshiach. Yochum Melech may be a Melech. For the Gemara Melech, Paru Demaisi, does a king bring a par? Sawyer Demaisi. We have Psukim that a Melech has to bring a Sawyer. So what's the argument to say here when the Pasuk says Mashiach, it means the king? So maybe yes, Yitzchak, still I would need this extra drosha. But otherwise, Sarko, that's what I would have thought to say. Al Shigugas Maisa, if a Kohen God, if Al Shigugas, when a king does a regular Shigugas Maisa, just forgets. So Yovi Sawyer, true. Then he brings his carbon Sawyer. But a Helam Dover, maybe if the Melech Paskins first wrong, and then he does the action, maybe Yovi Par, maybe Melech also has to bring the Par. Kamash Malon, that this Parsh is not talking about a Melech, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol, he's the one to bring the Par, not the Melech. Yeah. Now, Mishnah says, Ein ben Mashuach b'shemen Mishcha. There's no real difference between the two. Only this par. That's the only difference. But otherwise, for the Avodah, the Beis Hamikdash, they're all alike. Mas Nisin, the like of Meir. Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir, Chatani, belong like this. Meruba begodin, the Kohen Gadol of the Bayis Hasheni. Without the Shemen HaMishcha, just the fact he's wearing 8 pagodim, maybe par, he also brought his special par of Baal Kamitzvahs. Did Rabbi Meir? So our mission is not like Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, even a Ruba pagodim, there's no difference then. Now, my time, Rabbi Meir, what's the reason of Rabbi Meir? The time you learned, Mashiach, true, the post says the Kohen Gadol, that's Mashiach. Now, Ein Liyela, Mashiach, Shemen HaMishcha. Only was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Meruba begodim minayin, how do we know, just in the Bayis Hasheni, he only had 8 begodim? Tamuloyma HaKohen HaMashiach. The extra hey, HaKohen, Mash Meni Kohen. Any Kohen Gadol.
So the Maya came to, what are you telling me then? That our Mishnah goes according to Rabbanin. And not like Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir.